Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Yisro says the following: Dvorim, Amra Kedesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kedesh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael, Hoyu Kairin Es HaParsha Hazu. Make sure to read this parsha B'chol Shana every year. V'ani, and I, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mal Aleichem, will impute it to you. Ki'ilu Atem Oimdim L'fonai B'har Sinai. As if you're standing in front of me, B'har Sinai, U'mekablin Es HaTeira. And at that moment, there's a reenactment. And you're being mekabel the Teira. Shenemar. Because after all, in that parsha of Maimed Har Sinai, Parshas Yisrael, the parsha that of course is our Kriya Satayra on Yom Rishon of Shavuos, the pasuk says, "Bayayim Azeh," on this day, referring to Aleph Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, "Bayayim Azeh Bohu Midbar Sinai," on this day. It's not just a static event of the past. It's an ongoing event. And every year as we read Parshas Yisro, on the Yontav of Shavuos, Yom Rishon of Shavuos, we re-trigger all of those deep, deep dvarim that occurred at that point in time. Shenemar b'yayim hazeh bo'u midbar Sinai, Amosai b'chodesh ha-shlishi. And when was that? B'chodesh ha-shlishi, in the Chodesh of Sivan. And I thought it would be beneficial for us to go back to that parsha and to read what really is the preamble that the Ribbono Shel Olam hands over to Moshe Rabbeinu with tremendous exactitude to give over to the men and women of Klal Yisrael. It's a short preamble of less than 50 words and not more than 3.5 psukim. But they're eternal words, and they're netzach nitzochim. And they're the words in which we're going to enter into the Kriyas HaTayr, into the Yom of Rishon of our Shavuos in just a few short days. Parsha begins, Achodesh HaShlishi, Latzeis B'nei Yisrael Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, Bayayim Hazeh, Bayayim Hazeh, not just a past event. Vayayim hazeh bo, they'll always be coming midbar Sinai. Vayisu merefidim, vayovohu midbar Sinai, vayachanu b'midbar. There's the Yiduidika words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that even if we know them well, they deserve certainly repetition. And if we haven't heard them, all the more choshev. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh questions the editorship, the soundness of the order of these words. There seems to be an extra three words that are just dangling in the air. It says again, "B'chodesh HaShlishi, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, B'yayim Hazeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai, V'yisu Me'refidim, V'yovohu Midbar Sinai, V'yachanu B'midbar." Why do you have the three words, or the five words right there, Bayoyim Hazeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai, and then instantly you go back in time, Vayisu Merefidim, Vayovohu Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu B'Midbar. I mean, take out that previous Bo'u Midbar Sinai, and just say, Vayisu Merefidim, Vayovohu Bayoyim Hazeh Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu B'Midbar. Why is there that first Bo'u Midbar Sinai? Doesn't seem to make any sense to have said it. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says words that are ru'uyim lo. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Medrash Rabban Bereishis, Ahava Mikalkeles Es HaShura. Sometimes when there's just unbound love, it sometimes is Mikalkeles Es HaShura. Sometimes, you know, it makes us do something that, I'll pee the strict laws of pashtus and logic, maybe we wouldn't do, but the enthusiasm, the love can be mekalkalus hashura. And says in his inimitable Lashon, you have to see the Lashon inside, I don't have it here before me. It's a gevaldik Lashon. The Yerach Chaim HaKadosh explains, he says, this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kaviyochol been waiting for from the time of Briyas HaOlam. Bereishis bar Elokim. Bereishis, says Chazal, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis, bar Elokim es HaShomayim v'yasoharetz. Bereishis bar Elokim. Reishis, Bishvil Torah, Shenikra Reishis, bar Elokim es HaShomayim v'yasoharetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting, kaviyochol, ever since, for that time when the Torah, when Yisrael can meet together with the Ribbono Shel Olam as the chaperone, producer, and director, and they can come together and the world can finally realize and reach its fruition. And to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting. And now it's come by Yom HaZeh, the excitement, the ahav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this moment is so palpable, so tangible, so strong, that ahava is mekalkelis es hashura. It's as if we'll take care of the order in a moment, but I have to say it. I can't hold back. Boom, Midbar Sinai. They've come to Midbar Sinai. Okay, I've said it. Now let me step back and go in the order. Vayisru me'refidim, vayavo Midbar Sinai. We begin reading this parsha every year on Shavuos, and we come to this Bayoim HaZeh that speaks to us in Tov Shinai and Zion, as well as it spoke to Yisrael at the time of the Maimar Har Sinai. Bayoim HaZeh, Bo'u Midbar Sinai. We feel, we're invited to feel that Ahava, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has, an ongoing, abiding Ahava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for this time and this event. We should buy into that ahava and feel that ahava. But now we begin what we want to talk about. Umaysha Olo Eloi Lakim. It was Yom Sheni of Sivan yesterday. And Maysha Olo Lakim, and Maysha went up to God. He did it then, and in a certain sense, I'll be the directions of Arashi, Vayom Azen, the Miyalkit Shemayni. It's a continuing event as well. Umaysha Olo Elokim, Vayikra Elov Hashem in Ahar Lemor, Kai Soimar. I have a preamble. I want you to give this over to Klal Yisrael so they can use this as the springboard that they need to prepare for the Ola Torah, for the Maimed Har Sinai. Kai Soimar, and Rashi tells us right away from the Mechilta, it's always from the Mechilta, these Rashis. Kai Soimar. B'loshen hazeh, u'kaseder hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving Moshe any leeway. I want this to be b'loshen hazeh, u'kaseder hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being very, very medaktik in the loshen that's to be used. This eternal netzachtik loshen. Ko soimar l'beis Yaakov v'sage l'vnei Yisrael. And the famous words of the Mechilta that Rashi quotes. Rashi says, Kosoimar lebeis Yaakov. When it comes to the women, we're using a lashon of amira, which is a lashon raka, which is a lashon of gentility, of softness. But when we're talking to the men, we're saying v'sageid lebnei Yisrael. And Rashi says, to the women, b'lashon raka, amira. But to the men, there should be something a bit harsher and more severe. Einshin v'ditukin, the punishments, and the exactitude, the finest details. Perish l'scharim, explain to the scharim. Devorim hakoshim kegidim. Even though there's words that are going to be as difficult and as harsh as the bitterest herb, kegidim. There's to be two different ways of speaking. One for the women, mefarshim learn, even for the pshutei ho'anoshim, but another for those on a more higher level, ready and prepared, Sageid l'bnei Yisrael. And then come the words. We want to read the words quickly, with the idea that we're going to come back to them very shortly. Atem re'isim asher osisi l'mitzrayim. You've seen what I did to Mitzrayim. V'olasa eschem alkanfei nesharim. I carried you. I lifted you up on the wings of eagles. V'ovi eschem elai, and I brought you to me. V'ato and now. Im shomoya tishmu'u b'koyli. Ushmartim esprisi. Well, then v'yisim li skulam yikolam. You're going to be the crown jewels. Ki li kol oretz. V'atem tiyul. Amamlech is goyim in a goy kodesh. And then the very last words in this rather short preamble. Eila hadvorim asher tedaber el b'nei Yisrael. These are the words that you are to speak to the b'nei Yisrael. And Rashi says in the Shema de Mechilta, loy pochis v'lo yaiser. In case HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get his mission, his message across in the opening words, ko somar, keseder hazeh, beloshen hazeh, no freewheeling uses of language here, additions, subtractions. Once again, at the very end, Eila Hadvarim, Eloi Pochais V'lo Yaiser. Not one word less, not one word more. It's exactly what I'm telling you. These are sacred words. It's got to be delivered. I understand my people. I understand their needs. I understand the importance of this introduction. And Eila Hadvarim, Eloi Pochais. And of course, the world asks Akasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't allowing Moshe to explain or expand on the words he said. And if that's so, so where is there any difference between the words he said to the women and the words he said to the men? These are the words. Lo pokus v'lo yaiser. The men are hearing exactly the same words that the woman here heard. Where is the einshim and the dadikdukim that's koshiki given? A mavel dikakash. And therefore, it would seem to be muchach that Avadi said the same words. But different people can hear the same words in very different ways. Where the men, and we're left to understand them, okay? But where will the men hear anything Dvarim Koshim Kegidim in these incredibly inspirational words? But there's a klal in Shas. Miklal lav, miklal hey, ata shamei alav. From a positive, you can hear a negative if you know how to listen with a little sophistication, a little more sophisticated than simply only hearing what was actually the word said, but you know how to infer that from a negative, a positive, from a positive, a negative. So everything has a double mashmos. And Moshe says, Hashem is promising wonderful things if you keep the Torah. We just read these wonderful things. The Anoshim heard the hay, but they also heard lurking under the surface. They heard the lav. The men heard very deeply. You're about to become the central players in the universe. You're about to become the Amskul of the crown jewels. The women heard this, and their response was jubilation. This is great. They're incredibly excited. The men understood, you cannot carry that crown without an awesome responsibility accompanying it. There's going to be, for a veering from that mission that I give you, as my people, as the crown jewels, as the movers and shakers of the universe. But for this, there is a price to pay, any veering in any way. And that's the story of the horrors that have also accompanied Jewish history. It's the flip side of Mamleches Kayanim of a Goy Kodesh. And the Anoshim heard this. All the Dukduki mitzvahs, all the Einshim, there are part of that Mamleches Kayanim of a Goy Kodesh. And the message here is that Am Yisrael is the central focus of the entire Bria. And now we continue. Kaisoimar, Lebeis Yaakov, Saged Libnei Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues. Atem Re'isam Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim. You have seen that which I did to Mitzrayim. And you've seen the aftermath. And I've lifted you up, Al-Kanfei Nesharim, V'Ovi Eschem Eloi, and I brought you to me. Hashem is setting the tone in these words. I do not deal with you the way I deal with the rest of the world, with anyone else. You're very unusual, and you're very special. And we have in the end of the Shira, a very interesting phrase, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Amzu Koniso. And until it passes, the Am Hashem, until it passes, this Am that I have acquired. What exactly does the Torah mean? Ad Yavor Amzu Koniso. As a Hafaltika Rashi. Rashi struggles to explain, what's this Amzu Koniso? How did you acquire them? Chibavto Misharo Umes. You are beloved to me, cherished from all the other nations of the world. You're kechefetz hakonui bedomim yekarim. You're like an article that's been purchased with the most expensive and precious of cash. Shechov v'alo adam. That such an object, that so much money was expended, domim yekarim, in their acquiring, that shows how beloved they are on the Adam that spent that domim yekarim. You, Am Yisrael, are this Amzu Kanisa. We have to understand, what is Rashi saying over here? What's the mushal? Kechetetz hakonoi bedomim yekarim. You know, time and money is all relative. For a billionaire, what is domim yekarim? And for a batlan, what is time? Domim yekarim is something very precious that one doesn't like to give away. It's domim yekarim. Only in small doses. Time, by anoshim gedolim, is incredibly precious. If they give out big amounts of their time, cause has to be very choshev. There's a Yiddu'a story with the Chofetz Chaim. Reb Naftali Trop, the Rosh Yeshiva of Radin, had fallen terribly ill. The prognosis wasn't good. And for whatever inyan, the Talmidei HaYeshiva decided that they're going to be menadiv from their years to donate to Reb Naftali's lengthening of life. And they came to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim should be menadiv. The Chofetz Chaim thought, I don't remember b'diktuk, the amount he said, but I don't remember if it was one day, or if it was 1 hour, or a few minutes. But it wasn't more than that. Because to the Chofetz Chaim, time was dumb and yikarim. And as choshev as Reb Naftali Trop's life may have been, Abridomim Yukardim, you're very careful how you mean it out, how you give it out, only in the smallest of doses. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Li HaKesef, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is all the wealth of the world. And to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Netzach Netzachim, eternity. What by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Domim Yukardim? I would like to say that Domim Yukardim is Nisim, the miracles. The Ramban in Soif Parshas Bo, the Meshech Chochman B'chok Kaisai, all make very clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu resists doing Nisim. When it comes to Nisim, the well dries up. Nisim are an aberration. It's not the way the world is meant to be. Olam Hazeh is Derech HaTeva. Olam Hazeh is Hester Ponim. The Ramban in Parshas Noach, when he explains the Teva, and the Torah is giving the dimensions, he says the whole thing was a nice nigla, that teva. No way it could have fit all its inhabitants. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to be mamayat the nais, to make it a cover so that the readers may not even realize the nais is happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stingy when it comes to Nisa. That's not the way the world was meant to be. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, wow. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's wallet opens wide. a bountiful, unceasing, nice upon nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so sparing. And yet here, he throws out the Nisa in a deluge, left, right. The reason? Am zu kanisa. I want to acquire this nation. I want them to know how deep the love runs. I want them to know that I'm taking the most precious commodity, that which to me is domim yikarim, and that's nisim galuyim. And it's all worth it because through it, I'm acquiring Am Yisrael. The crucible of Mitzrayim is where Am Yisrael is being formed. They are so important to me, I'm suspending all the rules. Am zukonisa. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of Klal Yisrael. Why is it so important that I suspended all the rules? You're here now by Maamad Har Sinai. You've come this day to the Midbar Sinai. You're camped out here. Atem re'isem asher asisi l'mitzrayim. Before I give you this Torah, I want you to pause and reflect. Atem re'isem. You saw how I went out of my bounds. You saw my chibah. You saw my expenditures of dom and yukarim. Never before and never after in such magnitude. Atem re'isem asher asisi l'mitzrayim. Vo'esa eskam al kanfei nesharim. V'avi eskam eloi. It was all for Matan Torah. It was all to bring you to me. Here by this maimon. Here by our Sinai. Where I'm going to make you the Amat Torah. That's what it's all for. Atem, you're the center of my universe. And if we can go off on a tangent for a moment. Beautiful Hergish from the Ponim Yofis. As he always affords us. The Ponim Yofis says a Hergish. What's the Dogish? Atem re'isem. Asher asisi l'mitzrayim. You've seen what I did to Mitzrayim. What's Atem re'isem? Rashi, of course, says Pashup Shat. With your own eyes. It's not just something you heard. It's not just something you read. You saw it with your own eyes. Ponim Yofis adds a knetch. Says a person sometimes feels he must be insignificant. And even when he's ushered into the room of an Adam Gadol, he takes him, and the Adam Gadol's makshiv him. He feels it must be my Zayde, my Yichus. Can't be me. Who am I? Yidden felt themselves insignificant. What were their accomplishments? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam must only love them because of the Avos HaTorah, the Yichus. I put up with you. With all of your frailties, the Avos, the Zchus Avos, that's it. That's the totality of our milus. They didn't realize that the Zchus, the Kaiches of the Avos, lie within them, making them be'etzem, the central carriers of Kabbalah Satera. They carry that spiritual DNA. And how does a person know, says the Ponim Yofis, if Hashem is doing something wondrous for him, it's his own sake? That person's own zuchusa? Or is it purely because of someone else? Says the Ponim Yofis. The answer's in Arashi and Parshas Vayera. In Parshas Vayera, Lot wasn't allowed to see Mapecha stone, the overturn of stone. He was free, he was saved, but he couldn't look back. He couldn't see the destruction. Arashi says, because he wasn't being nitzel, he wasn't being saved in his own schus. It was only in the schus of Avram. And Rashi's telling us a rule. If you're only being saved in the schus of another, you're not allowed to see the destruction of those who were oppressing you. Ponim Yofis brings the posik, Hashem li ba'ozroi v'ani era v'sonai. When Hashem Bo'ozroi, in his help and aid to me, it's Li, he's doing it for me, he's doing it because of what he sees in me and my own independent milus. Hashem Li Bo'ozroi. And then, the Ani Era, I'm allowed, triumphantly, Era B'Sonai. Atem Re'isem. No. Yitzmach Tzadik, Ki Choze Nokom. The tzaddik rejoices. He has an inner simcha because he knows the Ribbono Shel Olam is happy with him. Ki chozen lacham. He sees with his own eyes the revenge. A separate simcha to the tzaddik that he can see the nakam. Well, atem re'isa. You saw that devastation that I wrecked upon Mitzrayim. Atem re'isa. Asher osisim Mitzrayim. And that means again, the ongoing message of this preamble to Matan Torah, this eternal preamble. You are important, for you have kaychus ovis within you. You are the mekablei haTorah. That's what makes you so important. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, words so inspiring. You have now become the central people in the whole of the Bria. But don't take yourself any longer lightly. You used to be in Mitzrayim nobodies. But no longer, but for that honor, you walk a very tight line. You walk a tight rope. You have to realize that with the crown jewels and with that central role, your mission becomes a mission like none other, like no other of the inhabitants of our earth. It's a totally different dover. Ato v'chartonu mikol amim. Ahavta eisonu v'rotzisa bonu v'roimantonu mikol alashoynais v'shimcha ha'godo v'hakodosh aleinu karosa. Our mission is inextricably linked with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't allow us to veer from our mission. With this we can understand so much of Jewish history. And if I could just be myself, in yesterday's Haftarah, there's a pasuk in Hosea, V'hoyo b'mokam asher yeyomar lahem, and it will be in the place that it said to them, he says to them, lo yami atem, you're not my nation, you're not my people. Yeyomar lahem b'ni kel choy. He says to them, he will say to them, b'ni kel choy. Poshib shot in this pasuk is we're talking about a present catastrophe. Yayomer lehem lo yami atem, but yayomer lehem in the future. Los and lovoi, v'nei kelchoi. But Chassam Sofer says a different shot. Chassam Sofer says it's all simultaneous. Bum for hoyo bamokim, it will be bamokim in the same place. Asher yeyomer lehem layami atem, in the same place that he says to them, in the same place, in the same time, in the same circumstance, that he brings punishment upon them, the horrors of Jewish history, and he's saying to them, layami atem, you're not acting as my nation, you're veering from my mission, I have no choice but to punish you. Yeyomer lehem, in that same mokim, he will say to them, b'nei kel chai, you're my bonim. Understand that this that's happening to you is not some hateful, vengeful God against the people he despises, but rather it's the old love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chukaisai is followed by Bamidbar. V'chukaisai and the clawless is followed by the love and embrace of the Degolim and the Minyonim. That's the showing of the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. All those clawless and all those oppressions, it's because we're veering from that mission that's so important to the Bari Olam, Layami Atem. But at the same time, Ye Omer Lehem B'nei Kel Choy, he says to them, B'nei Kel Choy. And when the Anoshim heard, Atem Re'isem, Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim, see how I changed the world because of you. Rashi says over there, you saw Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, Al Kama Aveir, so you chay over me. They were chayiv to me for so many aveiras. The Mitzrayim were a despicable oivdi aveiras, zoritik culture. So many aveiras saw you chayovenly. Kaidim shenizdavgu lachem. Before you, Am Yisrael, and they ever became connected, and they started up with you. But did you notice? V'loy nifrati mehem. Atem reisam, es asher asisam Mitzrayim. I didn't collect from them. They're so meaningful. They're so insignificant. They're so trivial. I let all their aveiras pile up. I didn't do anything. But then you became connected to them, and they oppressed you. Ah, loy nifrati mehem, I didn't collect from them. Ela yedechem. I had an old cheshbon with them, but it could wait. They just were not so important. What they did wrong didn't make so much of a difference. Not like Yisrael, after Kabbalah Satera. But you know when Mitzrayim became important to me? When you became part of Mitzrayim, because you're important. Eschem, I'll come to you short. Bovi Eschem Eloi. V'yisem li skulim yikol ha'amim ki li kol aretz. Make no mistake. Ki li kol aretz. All the world is mine. And all the nations are mine. And everything tachas Hashemish is mine. Ki li kol aretz. But I want you to know v'heim b'yeinai ulefonai klum. They are in my eyes and in front of me. Like poshut bit actors. In a majestic universe, built and made for you, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah. And the only thing that's choshev, you're the one that's choshev to me. V'atem tiyuli mamleches koyanim, v'goy kodesh. You know, a person may say, okay, you've proven the case. The nation, the clawless, I can hear is so important. But I'm merely one person. No big deal. But Rashi, the Pasuk in the Torah, addresses this also. A little bit outside of our preamble. A little bit later in the Parsha, but I think it's important for us to mention Pasuk Chaf Aleph in this parak. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Reid Hoei Bohom warned the people. They have to be careful with the Hagvolo on the mountain. Because Pen Yehersu El Hashem Liros, V'nofal mimenu rav. And Rashi brings the mechilta. V'nofal is loshen yochid. But yet we're talking about rav, a rabim, a multitude, says Rashi in the Shemin of Mechilta. When it comes to Kabbalah Satira, I need each and every one of you. It's all of you together. And only through all of you together, no one is insignificant. V'nofal loshen yochid. Even if it falls but one, to me, the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Rav. That's a multitude. That's a many. Don't think there's any extras. Don't think there's anyone superfluous. In this mandate, in this mission, I'm Segula, Atem Tiuli, Mamleches Kayanim V'Goy Kodesh. Each individual is necessary for Kabbalah Satira to be able to be brought through. And let us now look at the last pasuk. The Atem Tiuli. You are going to be for me a mamleches kayin of a kaykodesh. The dumner magid. This is how you do it, the dumner magid, but people don't know how he really asked the question. The dumner magid has a question. His question is, you said in the previous pasuk, v'yisam li segula mikolam. Now why are you saying, v'atem tiuli mamleches kayin of a kaykodesh? Just say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is careful with the words he uses in the Torah. He's economical. L'chol ha'pachas. And the word v'atem, I don't need it. Pasuk before said, v'yisem li skulam yikol ha'amin. This pasuk should start, v'tiyuli mamleches kayin and v'goy kodesh. Why is the atem brought there? The Dumer Magid says something magnificent. And of course, we appreciate it even more, Al Yedei, his moshel. Says a moshel. Fellow lived in a small town. Wealthy man. He had one daughter. He had an avos hatayr. Chashivas for Torah, even though he himself didn't know how to learn. But he knew one thing. He wants a world's class talmid chacham for this one daughter of his. So he picks himself up and he goes to the big city, to the big yeshiva, and he meets the Reish Yeshiva. And he tells Rosh Yeshiva, explains himself, explains what he wants, what he desires. He needs a real top notch. That's what he wants. With one tonight, he wants to have nachas. He wants to bring it to his town. And he should continue learning there. He will be so supported. Everything secure financially. It'll be wonderful. And the Rosh Yeshiva picks up this sincerity. And the chashivas of Taira, of this balabas. And the Rosh Yeshiva decides it's a good deal for one of his talmidim. And he says, you know, in this yeshiva, every Rosh Yeshiva thinks this, in this yeshiva, my Talmidim learn 16, 17 hours a day. But I have one bocher that he learns 18, 19 hours a day. And give him 10, 15 years, he's going to be from those who are known in their dargin, accomplishing Torah. And so, the gentleman is very satisfied. The Rosh Yeshiva reads the Shidduch and works b'chitayv, the chasana occurs, and now our young Talmud Chochem, now an Avreich, takes his place in the community. The first week, he's learning mamish, 19 hours a day. If you'd be counting, the second week it was 18 and a half, and the third week it was 18. And slowly, slowly it drops over a period of a few months, and then he's only in the shul learning 2 hours a day. And the shver is watching this. This looks like an incredible business investment going sour. And he knows that a shver is supposed to not say too much and try to keep quiet, and he's doing his best. And he's waiting for something to change, but another couple of months go by, and 2 hours seems to be the constant. And so he goes to the, he calls in the Eidim, and he says to his son-in-law, "What's going on here? You're only learning 2 hours a day. What's happening?" And he explained himself. He said, "You know, when I was in the yeshiva, everybody around me was learning 16, 17 hours. Kin asay from Tar B'Chochma. I wanted to be better. I had to learn 18, 19 hours. That's the way it was. I came to this town. First I did my habit, but then I started looking around. There's nobody in this town who spends as much as an hour and a half a day. You know, I already know so much more than anybody in the town anyway. But, you know, 2 hours, I'm still ahead of anybody else. What's your problem?" And of course the shver responds, "Idiot! Nah! You think I did this whole shidduch that you should be better than the villager next door? I took you to be everything you could be." Says the Dumner Maggid, that's the marshal. What's the nimshal? V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. No matter how ever far you fall, Hashem will take the nations, a compassion, a chesed, and point out, Klal Yisrael, you're still far ahead. V'yisem li, to me, you are the school of Mikol Amin. They're not catching up to you. They can't overtake you. But you also have something to do. V'yatem, v'yisem li, segula Mikol Amin is my compassion. I always look at you as better than the nations. But v'yatem, you should have an inner fuel. You should have an inner fire. The atem, tiuli, segula, atem tiuli, mamlech is kayanim v'goy kodesh. I'm not looking for you to be better than the goyim of the world, to be better than the goyim around you. That's your motivating force, that your look of success, your smile of congratulation. As you know, Am Yisrael is so much better than the Goyim. That's not what I'm asking. V'yisem li taka school, Nikola. But v'yatem, you have a set goal, a set mission. And that's nothing less than to always be mamlech es kayanim v'goy kodesh. You can't measure and gauge yourself by what's happening with the umas around you and smugly being able to say, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're Jews, we're better than them." I know that. The Yisrael school of Nikolam. But the Atem, you have something much further to achieve. TLE school of Nikolam. You know, sometimes you can hear a nusuch. There was a Jewish concert, Madison Square Garden. Here, people saying, "Oh, what a Kiddush Hashem. Gevaldik. Goy Kodesh Ba'aretz." What's the Pirish? You know what goes on by a Goyisha concert? The drugs, the rocks thrown, the extremely horrible behavior? Here by us Jews, orderly, beautiful. That's Klal Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael. For this, we endured all we've endured in history to be a nation of drug-free, non-rock-throwing concert-goers? Because we're one step ahead of the goyim around us? That's it? Shimcha Godu Yakodesh? Aleinu Karosu? That's not the way we should view ourselves. The Atem! Tiyuli Mamlachas Kayin of a Goy Kodesh. And if I can finish with another Dumna Magin. Pasuk says, Hakshiva El Rinosi Ki Daloisi Miyoi. Listen carefully to the song I sing. Ki Daloisi Miyoi. I'm very impoverished. And the Dumna Magin asks, beautifully, why Hakshiva El Rinosi? If I'm Daloisi Miyoi, I should be crying. The tears should be flowing. The pasuk should say, Hakshiva el dimosi, el b'chiyosi, ki daloisi miyayit, says the Dumna Magid. Yes, see, a very, very wealthy man, and Nebuch, the cycle turned, and he became terribly poor. And after time, the nature of a human being, even he, acclimates. He forgets how rich he used to be. And one day, you find the mamish in jubilation, dancing. There's such a smile from ear to ear on his face. A song in his throat. And you ask him why. He says, you know, on my daily searches for food, I go house to house. I went to this house. They didn't give me stale bread. They gave me a beautiful, fresh, delicious roll. Do you understand why I'm happy? That says the Dumna Magid is the Pshat in that pasuk by Vey. Hakshiva El Rinosi. Listen to what my song is. Listen to what my jubilation is. Listen to the things that I congratulate myself. Self-congratulatory praise. I congratulate myself on this, on that. I'm better than the guy next door. I'm better. I have a better code of ethics than even... And we won't get political and mention names. But I have a code of ethics that's far superior to this politician and that politician. And plony. Hakshiva El Rinosi. If that's our song, if that's what we're singing about, Ay vey. Ki daloisi miyoi. That means how poor and impoverished we become. Our goal, our dover, the preamble of Parshas Kabbalas HaTorah of Maimer HaSinai, that we're going to read in a few short days, that if we were able to, we would have heard it yesterday on Beis Sivan, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave it in Midbar Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. We would hear those words, and we would hear its end, V'atem Tiuli Mamleches Kayanim V'Goy Kodesh. And using the powerful potential, the exponential energy that lies in this time and in these days, we would extend ourselves. We would raise ourselves up. No longer will we find satisfaction in merely Hashem's declaration of Yisam Yisgulim Yikol Ma'amim. But we would stretch ourselves to be Atem Tiuli Mamleches Kayanim B'Goy Kodesh. May we all enjoy a Shleishis Yimei Adbola and a Shavuos, where there is so much opportunity to use the energy, to touch into the energy of the Zman. And may we use it to grow, to vaxois, to be the atem tiuli mamlechis kainim v'goy kodesh, to have that final maimed har Sinai that Rashi talks about in his incredible words in Shir HaShirim on Yishakenu Minashikas Piyu, that we should feel again that embrace of a new maimed har Sinai with a new depth and clarity of Torah, with the bias of Goyal Tzedek, and may Rabbi Amen.